Hello everyone and welcome to the Get Fit Lose Weight podcast. Thanks for coming along to another episode. Hope everyone's good. So in today's episode, what are we talking about? We've got a great subject. Does weightlifting help women lose weight? There's a question. I wonder what we're going to find out here. Well, I'm going to talk about this subject, which I get asked a lot. And it's something that over the years as being a certified personal trainer, you get asked a lot. And it's, to be honest with you, years and years ago, when I started out about 15 years ago doing this job, women wouldn't even go around the weights area. I remember when I started, it was just a joke that, like, in the free weights area, it was just all men in the gym lifting weights, and the women would almost run away from the weights area. They didn't want to know. They maybe would reuse the resistance machines, but as far as like free weights went, like dumbbells and barbells and all that, they didn't want to know. And now it's changed, but is that for the better? Does anyone know why they're doing it? So, if you're looking to lose weight, you may wonder which type of workout will probably help you shed those pounds. And you may be looking into weightlifting if you're a woman. Is it any good? Well, in this episode, I want to explain whether weightlifting helps women lose weight, along as usual with some other tips. So, does lifting weights make you bulky? This is what so many female clients have said in their years. They say, oh, Ross, I don't want to go in the weights area because I don't want to get bulky. And I used to think, you got to educate people. So weightlifting is also known as resistance training. And it, as I mentioned, it is once reserved probably for bodybuilders due to the myth that lifting weights makes you bulky. Now, don't get me wrong, it can. But this is what you need to take on board, especially the women. So while you can build muscle with weights, becoming bulky is difficult. It doesn't happen easy, okay? In order to build substantial muscle mass, you need to lift probably heavy weights and eat more calories than you're burning. And even then, some people don't even, it doesn't even happen for them. Further to that, women typically have lower levels of anabolic muscle building hormones, which basically you'll probably know as testosterone, the growth hormone, which means it's even harder for them to gain muscle mass, let alone men gaining muscle. The women have got the hormones against them. So I used to explain that, like, don't worry, even if you were here to try and get bulky, it'd be difficult. And you sort of see them relax a bit and say, okay, because I didn't want to get bulky. There's other factors such as genetics, diet, body type, as well as exercise load, and you've got the volume intensity, also affects the rate and the extent to which you can build muscle. So if you're worried that you'll suddenly bulk up from lifting weights, rest assured, I've never seen it happen, and it probably won't happen. You won't. So basically, what I just sort of said there in summary is it is difficult for women to build substantial muscle mass. They can do it, but it's due to their low levels of hormones like testosterone, which are needed to build muscle. So therefore, you don't need to worry about looking bulky from lifting weights. So that's the first thing I want to get out there. So that may have been on your mind if you are a woman listening to this. So I hope I've cleared that up. But at the end of the day, does it help you to lose weight? Another really good question. So I've done a lot of podcasts all about weight loss and things like this. But just briefly, in order to lose weight and burn fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit, which basically means you need to be burning more calories than you're taking on. And there's a few ways you can do it. There's three main ways I always used to tell people. You can either eat fewer calories per day than you need, and burning more calories through exercise you consume, or a combination of eating fewer calories and increasing physical activity. That's probably the best ways you can do it. Now, how does the weight training come into this? Well, through lifting weights, you can burn calories. Don't get me wrong, it's not the most efficient and best way. Cardio training is, which includes running, cycling, swimming. that probably burns more calories per workout than a weight training session. On the whole, I mean, in general, okay? There's always exceptions to the rule, but generally that's advice I'd give. But weight training can support weight loss by building muscle mass. Now, this is where it gets important, so listen to this. So if I put it simply, muscles are metabolically efficient and support weight loss by burning more calories at rest. So it's typically best to add both weight training and cardio to your workout regime. And there's a bit of research here I'm just going to read you. It also suggests that your metabolic rate is increased after weight training, meaning you're still burning additional calories after your workout has ended. In fact, this study I'm reading here shows that your metabolic rate can stay elevated for up to 72 hours after workout. And that's not something particularly you'd get after a cardio workout. So it elevates you when you're sat at home watching telly. You're burning more calories because you've done weight training. It's a simple way to explain that. So when you lose weight, you're not losing pure fat. You're losing fat mass, glycogen stores, and muscle mass. But not too much muscle mass, hopefully. But weight training helps preserve the muscle mass during weight loss. So it increases fat loss and keeping your metabolic from changing too much. So in other words, you want to limit the amount of muscle lost if you're on a calorie deficit. And doing resistance training does help that. At the end of the day, weight training does contribute to fat loss. You may not see a large change in the number on the scale. This is another important factor I want to talk about. Depending on your starting weight and goals. So that's because your muscle is denser than fat, meaning basically it takes up less space on your body pound for pound. So I don't recommend weighing yourself, but if you are weighing yourself, as you lose fat and gain muscle, you may lose inches from your waistline, but you may not see a change on the scale. So what that basically means is if you're doing weight training and you're trying to lose weight, if you're weighing yourself all the time and you're thinking, by the way, I don't agree standing on scales is the best way of measuring your fat loss or weight loss, but that's another podcast. I think I've covered a lot of that. But if you are, and a lot of people still are, they're jumping on the scales and they're like, oh, no, nothing's happening. Your body composition may be changing, but the scales don't reflect that because you're putting on a bit of muscle, which is weighing a bit, and you're losing a bit of body fat. So actually, the scales don't know that. So you're the same, if that makes sense. But if you use more accurate methods, you might see the difference in fat loss and muscle percentages and things like that. You'll probably see your muscle percentage goes up, your fat loss goes down, but your overall weight's the same. It's very important to do that, and that's why it's good to measure yourself in other ways. All in all, basically adding weight training to your workout routine along with cardio exercise and a healthy diet is the best way. The weight training can support weight loss by burning the calories during and after workouts by preserving muscle mass, and it also prevents your metabolism from slowing down. So remember, there is a lot of other benefits to weight training, which people sort of don't always think about. So remember, muscle is denser than fat, meaning it takes up less space on your body. Therefore, once you build muscle and lose fat, you look different. You appear leaner and smaller, even though you put on muscle, which is quite hard to get people's heads around. So remember, having stronger and larger muscles will give your body more definition. Everyone looks better, don't they? Contrary to popular belief, you can't tone your muscles. Forget the toning thing that drives me mad. But your muscles and losing fat showcases muscle definition, creating a stronger and better look. And you will be stronger. It's not just, remember, everyone wants to see how they look, but you will be getting stronger. Gaining strength means your daily activities like carrying groceries, going to the shops, picking up the kids, all this sort of thing. It helps you, and plus it lowers your risk of falls and injuries since you're stronger and better able to support things like that. And also, I remind people that weight training is great for bone development because it puts temporary stress in your bones, which is a signal to your body to build them stronger. So you got the bone thinning disease, fractures, especially as you age, you can help prevent that. Another things like it can reduce the risk of chronic disease, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and age-related conditions. Because as we get older, you do gradually lose muscle mass and strength and bone density a little bit. So you can combat by doing this. So if you add both resistance training and cardio to your workout, it will boost your health massively.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we're the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
So in summary, that little bit I just mentioned then, the benefits of weight training include stronger muscles and bones, reduce the risk of chronic disease, such as type 2 diabetes and heart disease, and you look better, leaner. So if you're looking to start weight training, I have got some workouts on the podcast, but I'm just going to mention it briefly here. Remember, you must always start, first of all, make sure you're healthy, fit and healthy-ish, so you can start. And I'd recommend maybe 3 weight training sessions per week to start you off with. And you can dot in maybe some cardio in between those. I mean, the sessions depend on a number of factors, you know, how busy you are, things like that. But, you know, theoretically, you can weight train every day, but you should allow at least 40 hours recovery for muscle group. For example, if you train your back and shoulders on a Monday, it's best to wait until Wednesday or Thursday before training them again. You give them a break. Don't do the same muscle each day. I'll explain what I mean in a minute. I'll give you a sample of a little 1 week exercise routine. More exercises isn't always better, remember. It's the quality of workouts more important than the quantity. If you can fit, 2 or 3 training sessions per week, you can still achieve results, trust me. Just focus on good form. Make sure workouts are challenging you. So look, a little example. So Monday, you do upper body training. So I don't know, you could do your arms and back. Tuesday, you could do a recovery, an active recovery. So you can still do something. You can include cardio, like walking, running, cycling. Then Wednesday, you could do lower body training. Your glutes, your quadriceps, your hamstrings. Thursday, put in an active recovery again, including walking, cycling, running. And maybe some core workout. Friday, you know, I always say it's a nice to have a day, an optional day. We can choose what you want. You can do lower body or upper body. Saturday, you can do a full body high intensity interval training. Nice, different. And Sunday, rest. Okay, so it seems like you're doing something every day, but you are doing active recovery in there, so it's not all weight training. You can also combine them if you want to. I mean, you can't really go too wrong, but the main thing is have your rests. You may need more rest days. That was a little, you know, what I give there was a sort of an idea, but you can have more rest days. It's all interchangeable, and you can have more rest days if you're new to it. Why it may feel good to lie on the couch when you're sore, try to get up and move, because you probably will be sore. This will allow your muscles to rest while encouraging blood flow. Basically, ultimately, the best way to keep yourself safe and avoid injury is to listen and respect your body and know its limits. And that's something I always talk to about my clients. Like, don't be so set in stone that you can't alter your workouts, because it's called life. Life happens, okay? So if you're feeling under the weather one day and you're tired and you're aching, right, as long as it doesn't become a habit, you could take a bit of an easier workout. Or if you're feeling ill, don't go to the gym. Listen to what your body's saying. If you're aching and you got some pains in your muscles and your joints, don't go in and try and do the hardest workout ever. It just won't benefit you at all. So listen to what your body says. You know, and if you want guidance, you can always consider hiring a personal trainer. They can provide some help with you. You know, so try and incorporate maybe 3 weight training sessions per week, along with cardio and rest days. Now, something we haven't spoken about yet is the nutrition. This is really important. So obviously, while doing your weightlifting is good, pay attention to your nutrition is another important factor. So, you know, you've got the weightlifting, which burns your calories, but you'll need to pair it with a decent diet to achieve your results. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. You can reach a calorie deficit by exercising regularly and eating probably slightly fewer calories. The research has consistently found that it's been an effective, sustainable strategy for weight loss. That is. Also, if you're looking to build muscle and strength, it's important to refuel your body with adequate protein, carbohydrates, fats. Depends on your goal, depends on your body size. But, you know, you could be looking about 1.4 to maybe 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Something around there. But anyway, just try and add some protein into your meals. You can also include healthy fats and complex carbs in your diet to, you know, you can properly fuel your workout's recovery. These foods are likely to be high and beneficial in nutrients and keep you fuller for longer. So basically, if you pairing weightlifting with a nutritious diet will support your weight loss goal. Aim for about 1.4 to 2 grams of protein per body weight per day. That's per day, by the way. So that's all good. So what does all this mean? Well, I suppose the bottom line, the weightlifting is beneficial for women at any age and will not make you bulky, remember. Rather, it can help create a lean, stronger look. It does help you build strength and muscle, and it reduces your risk of chronic disease and can promote weight loss. And remember, a workout regime that includes weight training days targeting various muscle groups, as well as cardio and the diet, adequate protein will support your weight loss efforts. I would recommend, as I say, aiming for maybe 3 to 5 weight training sessions per week. Incorporating any weight training in your exercise regime will benefit you. And this is important. You know, people say to me, oh, what should I do? I don't know if I'm doing this right. Any weight training you do will benefit you. Of course, you want to make it balanced. You don't just want to work out your biceps 6 days a week. You need to balance it out. You don't need to know. You don't need a degree in anatomy. You just need to know, I'm going to train my legs today, okay? Then I'm going to have a break for a day. Then I'm going to train my upper body. Then have a break. Then you might go back to your legs the next day, but train different muscle in your legs. Instead of doing your quadriceps, do your hamstrings. Try and balance it out. You know, a very simple way I used to help people is just do 3 things. You can train your upper, middle, and lower. So there's 3 workouts for you there. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, I do my upper body. So you can do chest, do some chest exercises, then do some back exercises as well. Do some, you know, biceps or arms, whatever you like. Then Wednesday, so you do your middle, which is your core strength muscles, your abdominals, your lower back. And Friday, lower, legs. So upper, middle, and lower. 3 workouts. That's ultimately what you want to do. What you do within those upper and lower and middle workouts, you can look at, try and balance it. If you do the front of your arm, do the back of your arm. If you do the front of your upper body, do the back of your upper body. You know what I mean? If you do your legs, if you do the front of your leg, your quadriceps, also do the back of your legs, your hamstrings. Balanced workout. But ultimately, if you know, because we're talking about females here, absolutely start weight training. Start light on the weights. Don't go too heavy. And, you know, you can try, you know, the rep ranges vary. You might try two or three sets of 15 repetitions, then gradually increase the weight and drop the rep range down a bit. Start off, get your body used to it. If you're a beginner, start light. Don't go too heavy. Don't risk any injury. Get in there, start doing it. As I say, it will change how you look. But it's not going to do anything unless you add in the nutrition and still do some cardio as well. Nutrition's very important. But yeah, I've had some amazing results with not all clients, because it's tough. Not everyone's cut out for it, and not everyone will get the results they want. But a lot of people will get close and they're like, actually, I can see it's working. Yeah, I am getting more. I can see why I'm getting stronger. And once you see that, it's really good and it spurs people on. But it's absolutely worth doing. So I would suggest that, I mean, you can get these workouts anywhere. If you type in online a beginner's weight training workout, something like that, you'll be flooded with ideas of what to do. There's so much stuff out there now. So I would recommend doing that if you're not sure, or ask the trainer at your gym. To say I'm really new to weight training, can I have a little plan? And they're more than happy to give you a plan, stuff like that. But yeah, don't be worried about it. I mean, I remember years ago, as I say, when I started out, you couldn't get women in the gym. I mean, I operate from a gym here where I live in the UK, and I run my own personal trainer business, and I operate from a gym called Anytime Fitness. They're worldwide. You might have some where you are. Quite a lot in America. Quite a few Anytime Fitnesses in America and the UK. And you go in the free weight area anytime, in the weights area, and it's women. It's women. It's like completely changed. Sometimes it's more women than men doing weight training. And I was like, hell, times have changed. Unbelievable. Like, you never saw that years ago, and it's a great thing. And they're really into weight training. They're doing deadlifts, squats. So like they're not doing, like, namby-pamby stuff. They're doing proper stuff that blokes are doing, like blokes used to do. And sometimes they're even better than the men. They're doing stuff better. So, like, it's completely flipped. But I think the slightly older generation I think the younger generation are really into the weight training, the females. But then maybe the older generation females aren't so much, and maybe they're the ones that need help the most. Don't know. That's just what I observe. But yeah, I think, you know, with Instagram and stuff these days, they're getting all their workouts on Instagram. The girls in the gym. I'm saying girls. They're like 20 early 20s. They're like, you can see them watching on their phones workouts, and they're just copying them. And as long as they're copying them correctly, there's nothing wrong with that. They don't always copy them correctly, but that's another story. But yeah, it's great. I mean, it's only going to help you. It's good for your joints, good for your bones. So absolutely start weight training. Anyway, I think that's about enough on that subject. So I hope you've enjoyed the podcast a bit. I hope I've helped a little bit. Remember, have a look around the podcast. There's quite a few. It's all about weight loss and toning off and things like that. And yeah, really enjoy it. I hope it helped you a little bit. And have a nice day wherever you're listening from. And I'll see you on the next one. Take care.